hindsight, when you have handled the issue of terrorism and Al-Qaeda specifically in a different way during your administration?
Well, it's interesting now, you know, that I would be asked that question, because at the time, a lot of people thought I was too obsessed with Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. And when I volunteered to the training camp and tried to kill him and his high command in 1998 after the African embassy bombing, some people criticized me for doing it. We just barely missed it by a couple of hours. I think whoever told us he was going to be there told somebody who told him that our missiles might be there. I think we were ratted out. We also bombed a chemical facility in Sudan, where we were criticized, even in this country, for overreaching. But in the trial in New York City of the Al-Qaeda people who bombed the African embassy, they testified in the trial that the Sudanese facility was, in fact, a part of their attempt to stockpile chemical weapons. So we tried to be quite aggressive in that. We got, Mr. Bin Laden used to live in Sudan. He was expelled from Saudi Arabia in 91, and he went to Sudan. And we did a period when the Sudanese wanted America to start dealing with them again. They released him. At the time, 96, he had committed no crime against America, so I did not bring him here because we had no basis on which to hold him, though we knew he wanted to commit crimes against America. So I pleaded with the Saudis to take him, because they could have, but they thought it was a hot potato, and they didn't, and that's how he wound up in Afghanistan. We then put a lot of sanctions on the Afghan government, and but they intermarried, all the Omar and Bin Laden, so that essentially the Taliban didn't care what we did to them.